So Quando Rondo had court, and pretty much the prosecution was telling the judge to not free him at all because he is the absolute leader. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about they treating Buddy like he's the leader of like an Italian mafia. Like he's one of the four founders of the Rolling 60 Crips. You know what I'm talking about? Pretty much the prosecutor's telling the judge, listen, man, don't give him bun. This guy is extremely dangerous. I mean, he's the leader, the absolute leader of one of the most biggest notorious gangs that ever walked the face of the earth. I'm talking about they trying to do, but I'm not gonna say wrong, but they trying to, god dang, they doing something crazy to him. I'm gonna play the video here in a little bit, but of course, you know, his lawyer did respond back just to let them know, hey, listen, my client don't have the reason to do any sort of, you know, this to make money or that to make money, because he signed to one of the biggest labels that's ever been invented. But just based off the image that he portrays within his music and on Instagram and in his life, period, that's why the prosecution's making an argument that he's just the most biggest boss, mob boss, gang boss that almost ever existed. That's the image that they're actually painting. But I will play the video for y'all of them pretty much saying that, and of course the response from Quando Rondo's lawyer right after the intro. Welcome back to Key Talk Media. This your host, Key Talk. Check it out, man. All right. I'm gonna get shout out to Notification Gang, Key Talk Gang, for rocking with me every single video. If you listen to my voice right now, go ahead and hit the notification bell so you get a notification every single time I drop a video. Anyways, so the good news is the judge, after hearing the prosecutors and also Quando Rondo's lawyer, she decided to hold off on the decision for a bond, whether he'll get let out or not. So that is showing that she shows some type of leniency to him, because she could have literally just been like, no, he's the leader of this and that. He ain't getting out at all. And it's probably because of the support that Quando Rondo had within the stands. He literally had like all the stands filled up with supporters, his family and stuff like that. Anyways, here goes the video of the lawyer and also of the prosecutors talking to the judge.
Banner rapper is in the Chatham County Jail waiting to learn if he'll be granted bond. Quando Rondo is an accused gang member facing drug conspiracy charges. And we want to go live now to WJCL 22 News' Nakia Carrero in downtown Savannah. Nakia, have they arrived at a decision yet?
While Shannon, a decision was not made today, as Judge Tammy Stokes says she needs more time to decide on whether or not the rapper will be able to get out of jail.
We're here for the state of Georgia versus Tyquan Terrell Bowman.
My client is like a local hero. Born and raised here, done good, had a successful business.
But the state wants him to stay behind bars, saying he faces a violation of the Street Gang Act for a reason.
The Rolling 60s are currently one of the largest and most violent street gangs in Savannah. And that man is the leader of them.
Now you know. So pretty much based off the two arguments that you can see and that we saw, the lawyer, Quando Rondo's lawyer, is trying to paint him as a hero that's actually, you know, helping out the community, giving back to his people because he's finally made it out of the struggle and been able to, like, you know, provide for his family. Now the prosecutors is trying to paint him as just like the biggest boss, like an Italian mob boss. So I guess we'll have to see which image is easiest to paint for Quando Rondo, the neighborhood hero or the gang banging leader, you know, to my complete leader of the Rolling 60s, which most people understand Quando Rondo's nowhere near the leader of the Rolling 60s, not at all. Yeah, he may be a big rapper and he may be making rapper money, he may be affiliated with them or even a part of them, but it's no way that he's the actual leader of the Rolling 60s. And all the gangbangers know that, and of course all the big homies know that. Anyways, let me know some. How do y'all think this is gonna go for Quando Rondo? Of course his team gotta, you know, hold it down, don't do any type of snitching, but we'll just see how that goes. Let me know some coming down below. Let me know what you think about this entire deal. I'm out.